This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Seven.
Another podcast.
Seven.
Each app different from the last.
Seven.
It's the Swiss Army knife of shows.
Now
it's your two emphatic hosts.
Seven.
It is nice to be positive to us. That negative self-talk was really getting me down.
Yeah, I was using it as a mantra, and a manchi.
Yeah. Right, a manchi mantra. Shout out to Ferris.
Actually, people are not complaining that it should be going back to the negative one. So I wonder if Ferris can do an even nastier one to us, where it really
right.
goes over some insecure slash existential trauma we have.
Right, one that sings about how we'll just do whatever anybody asks of
us.
We'll make it nice, we'll make it mean, whatever you say. Just don't make me irrelevant, please.
You can't please them all. Segment.
But we'll try. We'll do our best.
I have dramatic lighting here today because I've been told did an audition yesterday, so I just kept it up.
Oh, it's not because of the storm? There's like actual, you're lit.
Yeah, I'm lit, fam. And actually,
cool.
I can choose options if you're watching on YouTube. This is sort of a hybrid cool warm. This one is just warm.
That's all
this
warm.
One's just cool.
That's
and this
very
one's a
cool.
hybrid.
Well, I like the hybrid. You look great.
Hybrid's nice. Yeah. And I put some foundation and makeup, and I was able to smooth out. I did Botox on my forehead. So I smoothed out, and then I did eyebrows. I dyed my
hair. Your triangle of sadness gone.
Yeah. And I whitened and widened my smile.
Yeah. You got jaw surgery. That's
I got jaw
amazing.
Surgery. And, I got
it looks
lip
like
fillers.
You got lip plumper. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, my lips are like super plump, and I've been texting a bunch of celebrities.
It actually, interestingly to me, it doesn't look, it looks like you got them rather than filled, you got them reversed. Like your bottom lip is clearly on the top, and your top lip is on the bottom now. That's fascinating.
I got my lips thinned.
You think anybody's ever done that? You probably could, you know, do a little stitch down here on the bottom.
What
Make
are
that,
lips? Like just a completely separate kind of skin,
it's
right?
It's a sphincter
like it
opening. Are lips
else.
A sphincter?
I don't think so. I think a sphincter is a circular muscle. Lips are like,
right.
they're just pink.
It's an orifice. It's an opening.
It's a pink opening, yeah.
It's
really
a hole.
But no other part of your body is pink like that. Like you wouldn't ever have a lip on your
Don't you
ass.
Have a pink little asshole? You don't have a pink little asshole? A tiny, cute, pink little bum?
Let's see your ass.
I don't want to show it. I don't want to show it right now.
Let's see your little pink guy.
I'm embarrassed too.
All right, this is Segments. Finally, a show about us just waxing and waning philosophical.
Right, and waning, literally.
Yeah, sometimes it's a game, sometimes it's a convo, sometimes it's a mystery mm-hmm. guest. You never know what's going to happen in segments, and I guess that's really part don't. Of the charm slash appeal.
Right, and you suggested a segment today, the game Ghost, which just made me think of like car games.
Yes.
And then I was thinking about that celebrity game where you say a celebrity, and the last letter of the last name, you have to say a celebrity whose name starts with that letter. And you said that we can. You said we couldn't play because it would go on forever because you know like thousands or so hundreds of celebrities.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you're like, no,
and then you said R, and I couldn't think, and I was like, I could only think of Regina Spektor, who I don't know. I don't know why that name is part of me.
Roger Rabbit.
So I think it's going to last a lot shorter than you think, and you think it's going to last a lot longer than I think.
Yeah, I guess the answer will be somewhere in between. The real like limiting factor is how long we have to think of a name. Like if you give me 5 minutes, I'll think of one. But if it has to be done in the next 5 seconds, then maybe I'll blank.
Yeah, I think it should be 5 to 10 seconds.
Okay.
We can call it 10 seconds.
Okay. I would say let's do a practice round, but again, the practice round might last
forever.
5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
And you said I can only use super famous athletes, right? I can't just use anybody I know in the sports world.
Right. I think, and I am just going to trust you because I think it's okay if I don't know the sports person, but I think you have to be honest with yourself. Like this, you know, when you're naming an esoteric one, I feel like you do it all the time on Twitter. You do it as a joke sometimes.
Yeah.
You know which ones are a little less relevant.
Well, let's start, like 10 out of 10, Tom Brady, you know that, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Tom Brady.
9 out of 10. Have you heard of Charles Barkley?
Yeah. I would consider him also a 10 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, you know who Manny Ramirez is, obviously.
Yeah, but that's, I see you're going back in time a little bit. So that's
the 8
an
out
old
of 10
star.
Is,
right.
Yeah.
But he was
7
a 10
out of
10 in his time.
Yeah. 7 out of 10. You know who James Worthy is?
I don't think that's a 7 out of 10. I don't know who James Worthy is.
Okay.
So I think I should know everybody up to a 5 out of 10. Who is James Worthy?
Yeah, he was like played with Magic Johnson. What about Drew Bledsoe?
Yeah, I know that name.
You know the name Drew Bledsoe, but you don't really know from what and why.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. But you would, so like, do you know Stan Wawrinka? I think that's a
Swiss
5.
Swiss tennis player, yeah. Well, that's the thing. Stan Wawrinka is probably less famous than James Worthy. You just know him better.
Interesting. Yeah. I guess maybe so. But I think they have to be, if it's an old sports star, they have been really good. Like Stan Wawrinka in 15 years, me saying his name, no, I don't think people know who that is, you know?
No, a lot of people don't know who he is now.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to watch Stan's game. You've got to watch Stan's game.
Best backhand in the, what, since 2015 at least.
Easily. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we're going to get started. By the way, when you said Tom Brady, I couldn't think of anyone that started with a Y.
Yeah.
So
why is
I think the game's going to, it's going to go by quick.
I guess
you want
to
put
the trick is
$100
to like,
on
nudge
it?
You into a Y or an X name, and that's really hard.
Yeah. I mean, X is impossible.
Yeah. We're like Xavier's and.
Yeah.
I don't know. Are there any other X names?
I can think of a porn star that starts with an X.
That counts. As long as she's more famous than Drew Bledsoe, yeah.
She's definitely made more films.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get started.
Are there stakes? Do you want to sing a song after this or how do you want to?
I was thinking $100, but we can do a sing. We could. Do you want to sing? Which one's scarier? I would rather give you $100 than sing, I think.
Would you rather sing? The loser has to either pay $100 or sing a song. So you'll decide.
Okay, you get to choose. Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Me go first? I go first?
Yeah.
Dwayne.
Tom Brady.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Nick Nolte.
That's with an E?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to fucking do an E. Just kidding, okay? Ewan McGregor. Try coming up with one with an R, you fucking idiot.
Ryan Reynolds.
Good, but you should have never given me an S. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Bet you're running out of R's now, aren't you?
Rob McElhaney.
Ooh, with a Y. Yeah, to hit him with the Y. Except I did think of one Y last time. Mm-hmm. Yasmin Bleeth.
That's
Yasmin
good.
Bleeth.
That's okay, right. Horatio Sands with a Z.
Hmm. Really nice.
Thank you.
Really nice.
You're stalling.
But I've got you. Zendaya on deck.
Just Zendaya. One name.
That's right. Zendaya.
Okay. Amir Johnson, who plays for the Celtics.
Mm, okay. Another N. Nick Cage.
Eric Stone Street.
Ooh, a T. Tina Turner.
Ryan Phillippe.
Another E. Evan Rachel Wood. Because I already said Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Wood is good.
Yeah. David.
Can't think Derek. Of a David.
Yeah.
Derek.
Donald Glover.
An R. Regina Spektor.
Rachel. Or Dr. Ruth. Ruth, whatever her last name is.
Okay. Well, you can't say whatever her last name is because I need the last letter of it to...
Just do Ruth then because you did Zendaya.
Okay, fine. Shit, H. And you already did Horatio Sands?
Yeah, that was the only H we've done.
Harrison Ford. Hit him with a D.
Yeah. Darren Williams. Do you know that? It's a basketball player. Kind of obscure.
Pretty obscure. Yeah. I'll veto it.
Okay. Danny DeVito it.
No. I don't want the O. Our good friend from Fired, Mr. Oliver Platt.
That's nice. Tom Cavanaugh with an H at the end. He played
Who's
Ed.
Tom Cavanaugh?
Ed.
Oh, nice. Okay, so we've done Horatio. We've done Harrison. Henry Ford. Harrison Ford and Henry Ford. The dude's famous. He's car famous. Are you not going to let me say Henry Ford?
Drake.
I can come up with another.
Yeah.
All right. Ewan McGregor's little brother, Evan McGregor.
Is that an actual person?
No. Okay, but I can Elizabeth Shue. Elizabeth Shue. You're a goddamn Elizabeth Shue to me.
Aaron Brockovich.
Another H?
Yeah. This is how you pass time on a road trip.
Yeah, this is why, and you're right, it is taking longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it's still
Lots
like, we're not even in Hartford yet. We have to get all the way to Hyannis.
two H
those
words.
Are two H's, by the way, yeah.
Yeah.
H shouldn't really be a problem. I like
and
literally
time.
Can't. No, not time.
And
not
time.
Even time. I was making a joke. I was making another. I was
right, I'll give
making
you 10
a
seconds. Nine.
Hillary eight. Rotten Clinton.
That's good. Nah.
Hillary
Nicole,
Rotten Duff.
Nicole Kidman. Another N.
Okay.
Nine.
Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon. Nick Cannon. Stop counting down. I said Nick Cannon.
Nicholas Braun, 10.
Another N.
six.
Nancy Myers.
Sean Hayes.
Seven. No, that doesn't count. Seven.
Why?
Six.
Sean Hayes. It's from, is that famous? He's from Will and Grace.
Oh, I thought we were talking about... I thought it was one of the guys from Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah,
Sean and Hayes.
Sean and Hayes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Okay. S.
9, 8.
Did I already say Sarah Michelle Gellar? Sarah McLachlan.
No.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Niecy Nash.
Nash. 10, Napoleon Bonaparte. 9, Napoleon Bonaparte.
7.
Keep counting. Don't 5, keep counting.
Niecy Nash ends with an H. 3.
Oh, does it really?
2.
Hillary Duff.
Fred Savage. 10.
With an E.
9. 8.
Ethan Allen.
7.
Ethan Allen.
Ethan Allen Cummings. The store.
E.E. Cummings, then. Elizabeth Berkeley. No, Elizabeth Berkeley. Final answer. Why? That's a why.
Okay.
10. 9. 8. 7. 6.
Young Ho Kim.
5.
The Korean kicker.
From what?
He's on the Chargers. I don't know. He's a field goal kicker.
Okay. Max Mark Hoppus.
Steve O.
Is that another O?
Yeah, just an O.
O.
9. 8. 7.
Osmond.
6,
Oliver.
5. 4.
Orville.
3, 2.
Owen Wilson.
Oh my
Owen
God.
Owen Wilson.
That was really close.
Yeah. N. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3.
Nicholas.
2.
Holt.
1.
With a T. 10, 9, 8, 7.
Terry Bradshaw.
Walt Whitman. 10.
With an N.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3,
Neil
2.
Young.
Wow. Gary Vaynerchuk. With a K.
The K. How does Clive Owen spell his last name?
It's definitely a C-L-I-V-E. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Owen is just the normal way, though. 9.
Okay.
8. 7. 6. 5.
Karl Marx.
Xavier McDaniel, who's this basketball player.
Okay. Leonard Nimoy.
With a Y.
That's right.
10. Yadier Molina.
9. Who's that?
He's a catcher in baseball.
I don't know if that counts.
Yadier Molina.
I don't know if that should count. Army Hammer with an R. Five.
Randall
4.
Park.
With another K.
Yeah.
Kerry Russell. With an L for you.
Yeah.
10. 9.
Lance Armstrong.
A G. Gary Oldman. That's another N. 10.
Yeah.
9. 8. 7. 6.
Noel Wells.
5.
Who was on SNL.
Mm-hmm. Stevie Nicks, another X.
Oh shit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, Three.
Xander Bogaerts.
One.
Sing to me, dude. You have to sing to me.
Wow. So or you can pen just who can get the X.
It's really what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xander is a baseball player, but kind of obscure, I think.
Xander
so
Bogaerts.
I'll give it to you. Yeah. Xander. Yeah, I don't even know about Xander. Yeah. Xander Bogaerts is an Aruban baseball shortstop.
What team does he play for?
The San Diego Padres, of all teams. He was on the Red Sox. Three-time All-Star. I'll end it. He is playing now.
Oh, all right. Almost should count.
He was the MVP in 2018. Oh, sorry. No, that just means he was the 13th for MVP.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, pretty low. Yeah. Okay, fine. You want $100 or a song?
That sounds like the opening line for a poem.
Fine. You want $100 or a song? Honestly, I should just give you $100 because this segment's lasted too long. For it to now go to a song.
Yeah. I feel like anybody listening wants to hear the song.
Yeah, $100 is just sort of a private mini shame that may or may not happen. The song is like, you know, the more performative, exciting part / embarrassing part.
And what song would you want to sing?
I don't know. The Disney song was pretty good. We did A Whole New World. No, we did One Jump from Aladdin.
One Jump, yeah, yeah. He's in your range. Right.
And that's it so far, right?
That's right. I have had it in my head that if I ever lose, I would sing April Come She Will by Simon and Garfunkel because it's one of my favorite songs, but it's also very, very short.
Interesting. I don't know that song.
Well, then you can't sing it, but it's a gorgeous, gorgeous song.
Yeah, I don't want to sing a gorgeous song. What if I sing... All right, I'll sing Long December since it's raining right now.
Great.
This is a Counting Crows song.
Yep. I love the song. And it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a really good song. And I'm going to fucking turn it into an incredible song.
Yeah, it's not that short. I'm surprised you picked it.
Yeah. Not that I'm reading the lyrics. It's kind of really long, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. This is A Long December, written by Adam Duritz.
When a song is on the line, you've lost every time. And I only lose when it's cash.
I can only lose tunes, and you lose toonies. $2 in Canadian money.
That's right.
Ready?
Yep.
Starts with kind of an instrumental, but of course I'll go a cappella. Long December. That's good. I like when it starts with like the name of the song is the first.
Don't editorialize. I think just sit back and sing. And you do remember, you do have to give it your all. So like, don't phone it in. That's part of the bet is that you have to really sing this in earnest.
Right. Xander Bogaerts, by the way, is okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving. Now the days go by so fast.
Take your time with it.
And it's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think I could be forgiven, wish you would. Smell of hospitals in winter. And the feeling that it's all a bunch of oysters. But no pearl. All at once, you look across a crowded room.
Come on.
To see the way that
give me something.
Light
sing it from here in the chest.
To a girl. It's one. I'll give you $50 to stop now. And it's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood.
You're not singing.
If you think you might come to California, I think you should. Yeah. Drove up to Hillside Manor sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself to hold on to these moments as they pass. And it's
one more day up in the canyon.
And it's one more night in Hollywood. It's been so long since I've seen the ocean. I guess I should. Yeah. The smell of hospitals in winter. All right. At least I like the song.
Yeah.
Love Adam Duritz and his yes. It's a really good stuff.
It's a really good song. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Do you want to call it for the episode?
I think we got to do another segment.
Really?
Let's sing Mr. Jones.
Mr. Jones and me. I want to lose. I'm ready to sing.
Yeah. Maybe next game. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, mm-hmm. and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike, like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their fullname.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very exciting.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content, you download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022. Mm-hmm.
You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what you saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month.
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal, dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money.
Cool guys.
All right, we're back. Enough fun and games. Now we're singing and dancing.
Yeah.
That was embarrassing.
For you, man, that was awful.
That like, was shameful.
I was trying to be polite, but you...
It was off key.
You don't
off
have
color.
It. Yeah. And you picked a song that was going to showcase all of your weak points. I mean, you have no showmanship. You have no bravado. You have no gravitas about
There's no
you.
Soul behind it.
There's no soul behind
There's
your
no
eyes.
Soul. Yeah.
Right.
The eyes are a window to the soul and you're blind.
Right. Actually, you should have sung like more money, more problems or something just so you can like
I don't,
rap.
Don't know what yeah. they want from me. It's just... Oh, I sent you a song that would be the hardest song to sing for this game.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah. Wasn't it?
I could be brown, I could be green, I could
violet sky, I could be purple, I could be purple. I forget that guy's name. Yeah.
That song
Gene
is
Kelly?
So good. That song is so good. It's crazy. And he fucking dominates it. He sings like Freddie Mercury / Celine Dion.
Yeah. I feel like that song came out when I was in high school or college or something.
You know, I only found out about it recently because it's a popular, it was like a popular TikTok meme like a year ago. So then they discovered the song retroactively.
That song is, it's doing a lot, that song.
I can sing like Frinkley. Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a segment called Tell Me About Your Last Weekend or something, wherein you, for the first time, how old is Gemma, your daughter?
She is 8.5 months old.
Okay. For the first time in 8.5 months, you took care of her without Jill.
That's correct. That's correct.
So
we've
Jill
done, we've done
was
a
there
day.
For 8 months straight.
Yeah. Right. No, never ever has Jill slept away from the baby. I've done it a couple times, gone on tour, et cetera. Yeah. Baby does not need me.
No.
She still thinks I'm her uncle to the point where when Jill was going away, I kept on saying, I'm going to babysit Gemma this weekend. And she's like, it's just childcare. It's just you will be with your daughter this weekend. Stop calling it babysitting.
I'm taking like, care well, of Jill's daughter this weekend.
Yeah. I know that she's my daughter, but it is watching her and just calling it babysitting. But nobody trusted me with the baby. Nobody trusted me. Jill was like, I didn't trust myself. Jill was leaving for Miami. She was going to Miami for 3 days.
So 2 nights, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night. Leaving
wow,
Thursday, coming
one.
Back Sunday. Yeah,
it's not like you did a baby zero. Step of like, let me leave for a day. Was there talk of I can come back early if necessary?
Yes, there was a lot of talk of like, I will come back early.
A voicemail at 2 a.m. that night. I won't.
Well, the entire time leading up to it, Jill, it was like a game of chicken. Like Jill was like, I'm going to go on this trip. And I was like, yeah, okay, like book it. We'll see if you actually go. And then she's like, I'm going to book it. We'll see if you let me leave. You know, like just like both of us, it was like we were playing a game of pretend with neither of us actually ever thinking she was going to leave. Like Gemma... just she never ever wanted a bottle. Like I think I
wasn't
gave
that a
her
thing?
Bottle.
Like Jill had to.
Yeah,
her?
Yeah. She, I think at 4 weeks old, I gave her a bottle. But as soon as she had like her, she could decide when her like sucking reflex would go in, or you know whether or not she wanted to suck on it, she would spit the bottle out. She was not interested. She would only.
So when did
she
that
only
change?
Took? I think like maybe 5 or 6 months.
Okay, so she's been doing bottle for a few months.
Yeah, she lets the nanny give her a bottle during the day, but Jill like still nurses her when she's going to sleep. And for whatever reason, whenever I try to give her a bottle, she's just like, not you. You don't have it. You're an
You're
imposter.
Not You're
yeah,
not him.
Get the fuck out. And then, so before Jill left, we're like, let's do a test. Jill is home. I'm going to go upstairs and try to... put Gemma down. Like Jill does it all the time. How hard can it be? Yeah. It sounded like I was murdering her. Like it was,
this was a Wednesday or Tuesday before? Or
yeah, this was like Tuesday
day.
Before she left.
Okay.
She, as soon as we go upstairs, she starts just going like, just like looking around like
something's
wrong.
Right. Something's not right here.
I go to her room. I shut the door. This is all stuff Jill does. And she just starts... she goes batshit. She's just like screaming. She knows something is off.
Yeah.
She's calling my bluff. And I, at a certain point, I stopped even trying to put her down. I'm just like standing there, like holding her, trying to get her to stop crying. But really, I'm just like holding her as close as I can to the door so Jill feels sorry enough for me to come in.
Is this okay? Because she's going to yell
like,
so loudly till Miami.
How on earth is this gonna happen? And we were just like, I think she's too smart for us to like play this game with her. Mm-hmm. We just have to like, you have to actually not be here. And you know, it's people have done this for a long time. Like,
yeah, and sometimes babies cry and they fall asleep.
Yeah, she'll go to sleep. It might be hard on me, but mm-hmm. And it might be like stressful for her. But she's ultimately gonna go to sleep, and it'll all be fine.
Yeah.
And then I still like up until Jill left in the morning, I thought she was going to change her mind.
Yeah. I'll take you to the airport.
Yeah. But then she was just one night she was gone and
didn't reply to my texts or calls for a week. So
and
first
everything
night.
First, I mean, it went so much smoother than the trial run. It was like Gemma. It was like she took pity on me. It was like she was like, this guy's in over his head. I'm just going to be cool. Like that first night, for the first time ever, I mean, since she was like a month old, I put the bottle near her mouth and she just like, she was like, ah, fuck it. And she drank the entire bottle. Yeah.
Wow. Was it
formula? Meanwhile, she eats solid foods now too. So she's like, she can eat when Jill's not there. It's breast milk that was frozen. We thawed it. It's more just for comfort, but she drank it. I sat in the little rocker near the crib. I read her a little story. She starts getting a little sleepy. I lay her in the crib. She falls asleep and
stays asleep.
And it was completely fine.
Wow.
But then I got too much confidence because the next night I got cocky.
You took her to the bar.
Night, the next night we ran the whole entire thing back.
Hang.
We did it. But at 7:30, after I put her down at like 6:30, she like wakes up and she starts crying a little bit. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I wonder if she, like sometimes she has to burp. So I'm like, I think she just has a burp in there. So I open the door to her room and it's swelteringly hot. Like for some reason, the split system had the temperature set to 88 degrees.
It's too hot.
Like way too hot. It wasn't, it hadn't hit 88, but when I walked in, it felt like, you know, I walked into like
an oven.
A sauna.
You checked an oven.
Yeah. It was 83 degrees in her room.
And you're like, oh my God, I made a terrible mistake.
Like, oh wow. This is, so I didn't know what to, so I'm like, she's crying. I tried to burp her. I opened the window to try to cool the room out. But then like, I had to take her into the hallway where it was light, like in the other, we're just like wandering around the house at this point. And she's like getting increasingly upset, screaming at me. I'm feeling like a moron because
are you giving Jill like play by play, or is it like, oh, it was fine, or like, okay, I moved the degrees to 88, but now I opened a window. Do you think I should do this?
I'm not giving her that much play by play, but she is looking. She's in Miami. She knows that it's bedtime. She's looking at the monitor.
Oh, she and then can she's see like, the app and see it.
Yeah,
live.
She can see. Wow. Like the first night she texted me after, I was like in the room singing to Gemma, and Jill was like, it's so cute. And I was like, you're spying on me. You can't do that. That's embarrassing.
The second night she's like, I see it's 88 in the corner of the room.
Yeah, you can see the temperature. Luckily she didn't see that part. But she's like, I wonder why she's so upset. And then I told her,
later.
That the room was 85 degrees. And then I was paranoid about it the rest of the week because I'm like, I didn't set it to that. It just, for some reason. Like
every 30 minutes, I got to check the temperature.
Yeah. So then I was checking that all weekend. But no, I think the biggest like struggle was on Saturday where like...
Day three.
I just didn't... Yeah, day three. Like I didn't really know what to do. I felt like... It was a day of like just making sure Gemma had everything, but like always rushing. Like, so to eliminate some of the like the factors, I took Dingo to the doggy daycare, but like getting Gemma there, I had to get both of them in the car. By the way, this is all stuff Jill does like every single day.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal for her, but for me, I'm like, going to the car, it's cold out, but like Gemma was upset getting into her jacket. I'm trying to get Dingo. So I'm like going outside with my shoes just like smushed onto the back. My shoes are not on. I'm wearing a t-shirt. It's 28 degrees. I have like my jacket over my shoulder because I'm like, I can't put this on. I have to get everybody to the car. I'll get dressed once I'm there.
So and this like is just walking. To get your dog to a place where somebody else is taking care of him.
Yeah, yeah. This is just so I can only have one baby. One thing to look after.
One responsibility.
And then twice that day, like I would be driving to do an errand and she'd fall asleep. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm just going to keep on driving because she's
asleep.
Sleep
time is precious. Yeah. Sleep so time then is I would like, just, you can fast forward the day. It's like, she's not mad. She's not upset.
Right.
She needs this. Out. Yeah.
And the better she sleeps during the day, the better she sleeps at night. But like I would be in the car on the way back from dropping off Dingo. She falls asleep and a 20 minute errand turns into like just me driving around for an hour and 40 minutes circling, but getting closer to my house because when she gets up, I want to be there instead of just like
time it perfectly.
20 minutes away. Yeah. So like the last 20 minutes is just me going around the block in our neighborhood.
Yeah. And Jill could see that too. She has the life.
She could track me. Yeah. By the end of like all of these days, I was just like, I would put Gemma in there and I was just like, the house was utterly destroyed because you walk around and you're like, okay, you're like, you want to play on the ground? Let's dump out all these toys, all these books. Oh, now you don't want to do this anymore. You're hungry. Let's go into the kitchen. But nobody's cleaning up that thing. That's usually what I do when Jill takes her somewhere.
Yeah. So like, you need two to three adults per baby.
Imagine having another baby. At the end of every single day, I would come down to like living room is destroyed, huge mess in the kitchen, laundry's half done. Everything is just like on the floor. You gave up so much to the point where like I was just like kicking my shoes off loose in the hallway, Dingo's leash is on the ground.
And what were you eating?
It took me like I guess each night I ordered food. Oh yeah, I ordered food and somebody stole it off of the front porch one night, which was very funny. It's like, I'm so dead tired. 9 p.m. I finally get like a burrito delivered and I go out and it's just not there. I look at the ring and I just see a guy wander up our front steps, grab it and walk away. So then I have to worry about him the rest of the weekend too. You texting Jill. It happened again. Yeah.
The burrito thief. He's coming back for me, I think.
Will you come home now? So Jill comes home on Sunday. Are you like, Jesus, thank God. I need a 4-day break of my own.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, by the time she got home, I was like, oh, this is, I didn't feel like I needed a 4-day break, but I felt like this is going to be awesome. I can do something for myself for the first time in 3 days.
Right. Rather than constantly be thinking about keeping this thing alive and happy.
Yeah. And she went to bed so early and I had like 3 hours to myself every single night, but it wasn't like, it wasn't all that could possibly be was just like laying on the couch. Like there was, yeah. I think there was one night where I started watching a movie and I didn't like it. And I didn't even have the energy to turn it off. So I just started looking at my phone as it was playing. I like was just lying on the floor on my phone as a movie was playing and somebody else was eating my burrito down the street.
Did you end up ordering another burrito?
That night I did, yes. That's yes, awesome. I did. I had dinner at 9:30 that night. Yeah, it was great. It was worth the wait, too.
All right, so now that you know how kind of doable it is, I feel like...
Yeah.
Isn't that the best mix? Like, you can go away for a few days, recharge your batteries, Jill can go away for a few days. Or is the lesson here, we can never leave ever again?
No, I think it gets easier. I think that Jill could... Like, if anything, this was harder on Jill than on me and Gemma. Because like
she was constantly like looking, checking, worried.
She was like, you're not going to be able to do this without me. Or she wasn't like that dismissive. She was like, this is going to be really hard, whatever. Yeah. Like she was worried about us. And then when she left and I told her that the first day went well, she just responded, she doesn't need me.
Now I'm definitely coming.
Right. Now I'm upset, but the other direction. And we bonded so, we almost bonded too hard over that 3 days. Cause now when I like leave the room, she gets really upset. And when even last week or 2 weeks ago, I was able to like give her to other people. Like when Jill's dad was over, like Gemma would like go to my brother or whatever. And then at the end of that weekend, she like wouldn't go to her uncle. She wouldn't go to her grandfather. She just wanted to like be in my arms, which was fucking awesome.
Wow. Like, you in 3 days, you untrained 8.5 months of bonding.
Yeah.
And then she got home and saw Jill and started crying. Who is this stranger?
She was so happy when she saw Jill. But then as soon as I, like, we were all like laying on the floor in the living room and then I stood up and Gemma like just jerked her head and was like looking for me. And Jill was like, oh my God, she likes you more than me now.
Wow.
But she doesn't.
Tables have turned.
I'm the bottle guy now.
One last question. When you slept and it was just you, were you like half asleep or were you able to go into full restful sleep?
I can always go into full restful sleep. But I normally don't even
like
wake
when you
up.
Or wake at 4 a.m. to pee, are you like, let me go check on her? Or are you like, oh, whatever, she's fine?
I look at, when I woke up in the middle of the night, I looked at the monitor. I wouldn't go in there, but I looked at the monitor. I looked at the heating system, made sure that it was a crisp 74 in her room. Yeah. But like when Jill is home, I'll sleep through the night and then I'll wake up and I'll be like, wow, Gemma slept last night. And she's like, she was actually up at midnight 2 and 4. Like, I don't know. I don't notice that. But when Jill was gone, like she was crying in the middle of the night one night and I heard it. So I think there's something in my body that unlocked when it knew that I was the only adult.
Yeah, you had to be on call a little bit.
Yeah.
I remember one time Avital's mom was telling us because her brother had a baby and she's like, once you have a baby, you never sleep again. I'm like, okay, let's file that away. Good to
yeah.
You never sleep again.
I think it's true, threat. But it's like, I think one of the people never sleeps again because yeah.
You sleep again.
I sleep fine. I sleep yeah. great. Yeah, Jill was always a light sleeper and she doesn't sleep that much still. But right. Everything is good for me.
All right. Good to know you survived. Survived and thrived and advanced.
Yeah. Yeah. And next time you should come out. We can do it together. We kind of like
keep Dingo this next time. You don't have to give him away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
How long was he there? Doggy daycare style.
Just for the day, just for Saturday.
That's good.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't give him away overnight. I still need my guy around. I just wanted him to get his energy out. You know, it's so cold.
Exercise, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test. I am certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code HELIXPARTNER20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is HELIXPARTNER20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off. They're already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Handsome. All right, we're back.
Yeah.
One last segment I like to call Tech Talk.
TikTok? Tech Talk?
No, Tech Talk.
Right.
There's a pretty exciting new bit of technology out there that I wanted to run by you / tell you about. See how what you think about it.
This is the Apple glasses?
Yeah, it's the Apple Vision Pro. It's their first new product since 2015 when they released the iWatch. Which, were you also skeptical of the iWatch?
Yes, and I still am, and I still think it sucks. And
wearable tech. This is like the next evolution of that. It's basically, it's goggles, VR goggles that you put on your face, and it's like an augmented computer system.
So I thought these were already out, or were they just announced and now they're like for sale?
Correct. It's announced it like in, I don't know, September, and then now you can actually purchase / use. So people are buying it for $4,000 and using it like as a, they basically turn their computer into like this augmented Minority Report style. So it's like, I'm looking at you and then I grab it and make it bigger. Now there's a giant big screen TV. And then I look to the right and I put my iTunes there on the wall. And then I look to the left and there's a FaceTime happening. And then I walk down the hall and I put art on the wall. So like everything is like virtual AR, VR, hybrid computer on my face.
Yeah. That kind of aesthetic has never appealed to me. Like, I saw that video you sent me where that guy has like a big screen and then his email, a shopping list like pinned to his refrigerator.
Yeah.
But it's all like 3D.
It's all digital. Weird. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, when you watch that video, are you like, this looks awesome?
When I watch the video, I'm like, oh, I'd like to try it, but I can't imagine wearing the VR all day, every day in my house, like to actually access this stuff.
Yeah. And doesn't have to be plugged in?
It has to be plugged into a battery pack that you wear on your ass.
I would
you can
be,
walk around.
I mean, yeah. I'd love to try them on. I'm not saying I wouldn't, I'm not so against it that I wouldn't even try it on.
Yeah.
But like, the only thing I could actually see myself using it for is VR porn. And
interesting, yeah.
I'm not going to spend $4,000 on that, you know?
No,
but like,
or should you?
Yeah. Like, I don't, every, that guy's like computer setup where he has like three or four monitors or something. Yeah. I don't have a job where that is a requirement. I get like 10 emails and a bunch of texts throughout the day. I have a couple meetings, but it's not like I don't need a second monitor, let alone the ability to like pin and enlarge anything.
But like, let's say you go to a coffee shop or you're on an airplane and you have your little laptop, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you had the goggles, you can in theory have a giant big screen TV playing a football game while you're also typing an email, and you don't even need the computer. You're just fucking air typing on a fake keyboard.
Mm.
You sort of get over the fact that you look crazy because you're
just air
typing. Yeah, there's a virtual keyboard. Some people use a real keyboard and some people are just like air typing on the virtual keyboard that comes up on your thing. Yeah.
The virtual keyboard is the first time that I'm like, that's kind of cool. But like,
you can wear it outside / on things. And
I don't think I would ever get over looking like a loser. So for that reason alone, I'm out. But also, the tech aspect of it isn't even that compelling that I'm like, damn, I wish I wasn't so vain that I could get over it because this is so awesome. So like, I think it's
mildly
cool.
Well, let me
tell
you this. Yeah. Mildly cool. Yeah. No, you can continue. See what were you saying?
No.
And you're intrigued.
It's mildly cool, but I think the downside of the cost, looking stupid, and just the general notion of being like more plugged in than less, which is something, it's something that I would not really want in my life. So I'm out. But I think that virtual keyboard is fine.
The looking stupid thing, didn't you not think about that with the AirPods that you're currently wearing? Didn't you once think that it looked like little cigarettes in your ears?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I must have.
I think the looking stupid thing fades as more people use it. Like, I do remember the general sentiment. It's like, what is that? Like, you have two little nubs in your ears, and now it looks so commonplace.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember, like, the idea of seeing somebody with a Bluetooth.
Yeah.
That earpiece was very funny.
And then also, another cool thing you could do with the VR, AR, this Vision Pro thing, let's say you put it on, and then you go into, and you're playing with Gemma, and it's recording the whole thing in your house.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 10 years, you can put it on and like walk through your house and see Gemma there again as a little baby, as a little child.
That's like disturbing.
So it's like interactive videos and photos.
Right. I don't think I would. I don't think my heart could handle that. That wouldn't be good for me.
Your head could. It's your heart that couldn't.
Yeah. No, that sounds like... that sounds like we shouldn't have that power. It's going too far.
Okay, what about this? Interior design. You walk into your room and you're like, click to make your wall green. Change your couch to this. And you can literally walk around and visualize that room.
Yeah. I guess I would need to like see it to believe it. Because every time I've put on like VR glasses and somebody's like, doesn't this feel like you're there? I'm like, no, it doesn't. Yeah.
It's blurry and it hurts my head.
Yeah. I've never ever felt like, whoa, this is the future. Every time I put it on, I'm like, wow, this is a weird contraption that isn't quite getting it right.
Yeah. Which a lot of people say this is the first gen. Like, imagine the first iPhone. Were you on board right away? Maybe not. It didn't look great. But then it, like, iterates. It makes it smaller. The thing gets sharper. It lighter. It hurts less. It's less, like, crazy and weird.
Yeah. So I'm happy that it's happening, I suppose. I'm not like, this is so dumb that nobody should be wearing it. It's fine by me. And if they get really, really good, I could see me trying one on.
Yeah. But lighter goggles, once it's already been more socially acceptable. But like, you're already starting to see people in New York walking around with them on, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's something sad to me about, like, I'm just imagining, like, being at my house, like, cooking breakfast with the family. And like,
you'd
right
be wearing
now,
the
I
goggles.
Watch,
yeah. And you'd be like, watching I want to watch YouTube.
Yeah. I watch soccer in the morning. Like, and we have a projector in the living room. I put the projector down, playing the game, and I can like go into the kitchen and I'm still listening. Everyone's listening. It's like loud to everyone.
Yeah.
But it feels like even though I'm doing this thing, I'm still present. If I was walking around in goggles, would people even talk to me in my house? Would they ignore me?
They'd have to ignore like, you slash shame you into taking it off.
I'm like cooking eggs, but like just looking over to my right because that's where I've pinned the soccer. I'm talking to Jill at the table, but I pinned the soccer game right to her face.
It's Lionel Messi deep fake talking to you. Did you pick up the eggs today? Hello, can you hear me? Can I have your autograph? Because your brain doesn't fucking realize it's not Cristiano Ronaldo.
I'll tell you what it does. It makes me not look forward to... But it makes me like think about retirement or like living in an old folks home someday. Like I will plug my shit into that, and that's what I'll do. Like I think I'll get into it when I can no longer be out there and experience the world. I think about visiting my grandfather in his old folks home, and like, you know, I walked in, he had a roommate, he's watching like a Dartmouth football game on a 15-inch tube screen TV, you know, and that's his like escape. So I'm lucky that when I'm at like bedridden or whatever in my old age, I could look over at my roommate and that would be Lionel Messi. And I could look up at my
Jenna
orderly
Jameson
changing my bedpan. And that's Cristiano Ronaldo.
How cool would it be to have fucking who's the son on Tottenham, the Korean
Youngmin Son?
Yeah. Yeah, how cool would it be to have him? Yeah, actually, that would be a good Y name. Youngmin Son. Just
I think it starts with an H, though.
Yeah, really? Damn it.
Yeah, sing again.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, to have him change your diaper or whatever.
Yeah.
Kind of.
And he will, yeah. That's kind of sick.
Yeah, but it's also new. I'm also, like, intrigued enough to try it, and there is a 2-week return policy. I'm like, should I just buy one, have it for a week, and return it just to like see what it would be like?
Get it when I'm there. We can do it as a segment.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we can go pick one up and have it two of us wearing virtual goggles looking at each other. And it also helps with like that, like if you're in a room in New York, I'm in a room in LA, but it looks like we're occupying the same space. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, I would definitely be intrigued. But then if people were watching the video of this podcast, we would be wearing goggles, which would be great.
But our screen would have our digital eyes like blinking every 30 seconds. Yeah. They have like a digital pass through. And they say like when I play my Oculus, the mini golf game, it like gives me a headache after 45 minutes because it's sort of like light and rudimentary. They say that this one is so sharp and you can wear it for hours at a time and it doesn't give you a headache. Of course, there's also some people on Twitter like, the headset's too heavy, it hurt my neck, I can never wear it. So it runs the gamut.
I can see that because I have Apple, the AirPod Maxes, and they're pretty heavy. I can't wear them all day.
Yeah, the headset is 28 pounds and it's really forward facing. So it's just...
Wow. Yeah. No, let's get it for a segment when I come out.
How's your back? Is it getting better? Because you're going to have to need, you're going to need a lot of upper back strength to hold this headset up.
Yeah, I would hate for that to condense my sacrum at all, my spinal column. Yeah. You know, I found out I have scoliosis.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, when they took an x-ray of my back to see what was up, I have a tiny little bit of scoliosis.
That means your spine is sort of wavy?
It has like a tiny little bit of a curve. Yeah. Mm. It's, I think it's like less than 5 degrees or something. So it wouldn't have like shown up on a visual test. But the doctor was also like, yeah, I don't know why, like the way they check for scoliosis is like once in seventh grade, but like you haven't had your growth spurt yet. And it's like, yeah, you might have not had it in seventh grade, but did anyone ever look at you at your back again? And I was like, no, they didn't. And I did grow like 6 inches between eighth and 12th grade. So yeah.
Yeah. They don't do a lot of things that they should. And then you go into a doctor one day and like, did you ever do that? Like, no, nobody ever does anything. Yeah, anyway, right. You have a spine thing now because nobody thinks to ever check it.
So your hip might hurt forever.
So the goggles actually would help that. They would allow a doctor, a chiropractor to come in there and sort of adjust you virtually. Well,
they would let me just be on bed rest for the rest of my life. I would never have to, you know, put pressure on my feet or back again. I could go hang gliding in Tangier if I wanted to.
Gemma's like, will you play with me? I'm 6 years old. Get away from me. You're not virtual.
Quiet, Harry Kane. Little Harry Kane wants to play with me.
I'm playing FIFA 29. Fuck. You weigh 435 pounds at this point. Okay. That's enough. We've talked enough.
That's
we
tech
discussed,
talk.
We played, we teched, we talked. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it. We're both going to get the headset today, quite frankly.
That's awesome.
And if you have ideas for segments, leave them below. If you're watching this on YouTube, appreciate you. If you're listening, that's fine too. Hey, however you consume this content, as long as you're wearing a headset during the whole
as long
thing,
as you're, as long as you're watching during family dinner.
And we are still making videos on our Patreon, patreon.com/JA. Weekly videos. Sometimes we're writing Jake and Amir's, sometimes we're watching Jake and Amir's. There's hundreds of videos at
Fired.
This point. Yeah, that's right. Right now we are going through Fired. Better than we remember.
And it's great. It's great.
Especially it holds up. Okay. And we'll be back, of course, next week. Thank you for listening. Namaste. Goodbye. Ciao forever. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.